As you're listening to these pitches, do any of them strike you as, gosh, that's a great idea? It's so simple. I wish I'd thought of that.
You know, I think, yeah, and I think those are sometimes the best ones. Of course, then you start your next, you know, sort of risk analysis is, well, is it defensible? You know, do they have some patents or do they have a first-to-market advantage or is there a design, something that maybe separates them from the rest of the field that might have that very simple idea? And, of course, a lot of the great startup companies, you know, did start with a simple idea.
Among the pitches that you heard in this first round, any stand out as really super interesting that you remember?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, again, this is just my personal perspective. And we had one member who probably was one of the more senior investment professionals, having done, you know, startup financing and been a, you know, managing director at a venture capital firm. And he made the astute comment when we were sort of bandying about trying to decide whether we were going to award money more to one company, less to another company. He said, look, your ability right now to determine which of these are going to be winners is really not easy. Your ability to do this is not very strong. So you really need to have a portfolio of companies that you think all have a good shot of succeeding, and then see which ones hit the milestones, do what they need to do to succeed. And I thought that was a very astute comment that probably brought us back to our end vote, which was to award equal amounts to the four winners as opposed to try to select one that was better than another. I mean, starting from 33, of which, you know, 10 were easy to cut out, you know, 10 we had a little bit more difficult time cutting out, and we ended up with 10 that came on the day, and a couple of those probably snuck through the screening process. But to end up with four that I think we all looked at and said, you know, these are kind of four neat companies. They're very different, which I kind of liked as well. I like the spirit of entrepreneurs. I like sort of the go-get-em attitude. You know, I couldn't ever imagine myself working, you know, a 9-to-5 job where I did the same thing every day. I think I would just be bored to death. And so for me, this is an opportunity to interface with very bright individuals that have good ideas, but sort of almost necessarily or as it usually is the case, they have gaps in their abilities, right? They might be very good engineers that have a good idea for product, but they don't maybe understand the business aspects of building a business. You know, conversely, you might have people that have a good idea, but they don't have the technical background maybe to implement it. And that's where I really enjoy getting involved with young companies and trying to, you know, help them personally, but also help them network with other individuals that can really help them build their business.
Would you say Lexington has a pretty robust entrepreneurial culture and scene?
I think it's coming on, yeah. I think it's hard, you know, without sort of comparing and contrasting, let's say. I think the university systems here in the state provide a good influx of you know, smart and talented people that are working on interesting things. I'm not sure that we're completely optimizing the university system to get those ideas out to potential investors and out to the market, but people are continuing to work on those, solving that problem, solving that issue or making it work better.